Discourse number 31, St. Germain's Christmas Day Discourse, December 25, 1934. It is with great joy that we are observant of the tremendous accomplishment, individually, nationally, and cosmically speaking. For when we have the use of and can cooperate with those great and mighty cosmic currents of energy, directed by that great, wise intelligence, then we know that every step moved forward brings us nearer and nearer to that mighty glory and freedom which many are learning to feel and rejoice in. How different all activities are when working in conjunction with that great cosmic wisdom, which is no longer compelled to withhold its mighty energy because of the free will of the individual. For now the cosmic activities of the nations are of first consideration. Then comes the individual. Heretofore, because of the individual, certain cosmic activities had to wait. Now the great cosmic wheel has turned, bringing all national, emotional, and mental activities into that great preparation where every cog of the wheel must fit into the cosmic reality. The free will of the individual still binds and limits the outer sufficiently, so there will be many individuals and conditions in which it will be as though they were being run through great rollers, in which all undesirable qualities are pressed out, and by the power of the consciously directed flame are consumed. The mighty radiance, consciously directed by the great host of ascended masters from the great central sun, is not only having tremendous effect on the minds and feelings of mankind on the surface of the earth, but far within the crust of the earth itself. Hence, it has been possible to avert many great disasters. Here I want to say in great love, gratitude, and blessing to the hundreds of students who have been projecting the mighty love, wisdom, and power of the mighty I Am Presence into the mental and emotional world, and assure them that a gigantic work has been accomplished. For if mankind and the beloved students can once understand that all cause rests within the mental and emotional worlds, then they will have reached a point of understanding wherein they know with complete assurance that the outer activity of mankind must and will come into perfect order. When the only cause, the mental and emotional activities, are corrected and held in subjection. This is how so much has been accomplished, even since last June. Here I want to assure those who have had some questioning in their minds, was it really true that great devastation had been averted, that one day they will see and know the truth of which I have spoken? Since 300 years after Jesus' ministry, mankind steadily and surely drifted back into dealing with effects instead of causes. And that is why no permanent assistance has been possible to be given. Now, with the assistance that the turn of the cosmic wheel permits, it is possible to bring the consciousness of mankind back into dealing with the cause, and the effect, if out of order, must disappear. This is why the knowing of the mighty I Am Presence, its powers and whereabouts, is bringing the students to deal only with that one and mighty presence, whose cause is full perfection, as hundreds of these students are proving for themselves. When their attention is fixed upon the mighty I Am Presence, they are dealing with the one and mightiest cause, whose one and only expression is perfection. Therefore, their worlds first become filled with ease and rest, and through that they begin to feel the glory of this mighty presence. As they begin to feel it, they realize that they can reach forth to this mighty presence consciously and release such a mighty avalanche of its mighty energy that the human does not even have time to requalify but a fragmentary part, with its limitations and in harmonies. Therefore, the strength which is required to give the eternal proof to the individual is sustained. Thus, through the individual's own self-conscious effort, comes the greater and greater recognition of the possibilities within his conscious grasp. Mark you, I say conscious grasp, for it is only through first conscious acknowledgement, second acceptance, and third application, or in other words, consciously directing this mighty intelligence and pure energy, that the outer or human is kept dissolved enough for the outer to truly grasp these mighty activities. Oh, the pity mankind have believed so long, and many individuals very sincerely, that they could cure hate, condemnation, and criticism with those same qualities. How futile and tragic has been this false concept. Believe me, O children of the light, hate never cured hate and never will. Condemnation and criticism never cured their kind, for as we have so often said to you, that which your attention and vision is held upon, you are qualifying and compelling to come into your world, abide, and act there. With all we have said and given forth, so little has been grasped of how much the personality is constantly qualifying the very atmosphere and conditions about it with the things it does not want, through the belief that it can continue to have any kind of feeling and speak words of discord, hate, and limitation, and still be unaffected by it. This stubborn, false concept of mankind has filled the world with all kinds of tragedy. Now, this mighty eternal light is being released to show mankind why the outer world has been so filled with tragedy. If I were to show you for 1/2 hour how much selfishness has been removed from the mental and the feeling world of humanity, since these classes of the I Am began, you would scarcely believe that so much accomplishment in so short a time could have been possible. It could not and would not have been possible, except for this mighty eternal radiation of light from the great host of ascended masters, from the great central sun, the masters from Venus, the silent watcher, Cyclopea, and the mighty gods of the mountains. All this is making possible the achievement for which the Legion of Light and the Great White Brotherhood have labored for centuries. For over 14,000 years, this work has continued without cessation. The great ascended ones seeing the victory from the beginning. But oh, the infinite patience to wait upon the waywardness of mankind century after century. Yet was there no single thought of impatience, or why does not humanity change? It is only within the compass of human thought and feeling that judgment and impatience enter in. Not for 7,000 years has there been such rejoicing at the inner octaves of activity for mankind as comes with the ushering in of 1935. While it is true there will be some great extremes in both constructive and destructive activity, yet the forward impulse is so great that many of the destructive things will pass with much less notice than otherwise would have been. As more and more of the students of the mighty I Am Presence realize that their thought and feeling are the only causes in their worlds, and that it is entirely within their province, within their ability and dominion to govern their thought and feeling, then they will know that to govern these harmoniously, sustaining this activity, will fill their worlds with eternal perfection. This day, when the great feeling and thought are fixed upon the Christ activity, it has made possible as never before the filling of the mind and feeling world of mankind with this mighty cosmic Christ presence. Thus, Can you understand how great is our happiness on this Christmas day? To see the goal of the freedom of mankind in sight. Once they learn to withhold all power they have given the screaming human appearances, then individuals will see how quickly those appearances will disappear. For no kind of discord nor human limitation can be sustained unless by the thought and feeling of individuals. Therefore, O beloved students of light, to every discordant limiting appearance say, get thee hence, thou powerless human creation. I know thee not. My world is filled only with the mighty perfection of my mighty I Am presence. I take away from you, foolish appearance, all power to harm or disturb. I walk henceforth in the light of the mighty I Am presence, in which there is no shadow, and I am free, forever free. I say to you, O beloved students, do not fail to charge your mind, body, home, world, and activity with the mighty love, perfection, and intelligent activity of your mighty I Am presence. Send forth through conscious projection, like the belching forth of a great cannon, the mighty violet-consuming flame, consuming everything undesirable and imperfect in your world of activity. Consciously qualify this with the full power of divine love in action. Then see and feel what great beauty, happiness, and perfection you will experience as you move forward. I urge the students with all the earnestness of my being to constantly charge everything within the activity of their thought and feeling with love, opulence, and perfect achievement. Do this qualifying with dynamic energy. Put great feeling and sureness back of it, and you will find such changes taking place in your world of activity and environment as almost to compare with the rubbing of Aladdin's lamp. I say to you, beloved students, with all the love of my heart, use this mighty application to your freedom. When you call the mighty I Am presence into action, into your life, environment, and activity, all struggle ceases. The undesirable moves out, and the I Am presence moves in, and you find that you have truly entered into a new world, filled with the happiness and perfection you have always known existed somewhere within your own heart. Beloved ones, no matter how humble your present position seems to be, by calling your I Am presence into action, you can transform everything within your world and fill it with the perfection that you desire to have there. Very important. Train yourselves to still the outer, if only for 5 minutes, 3 times a day. At the end of that stillness, with all the calm earnestness of your being, call the mighty I Am presence into action, and you will have all the proof in the world you wish of the presence, power, and dominion of your own mighty God Self. The beloved Master Jesus wishes me to extend his love and assurance that he will give forth his special radiance to the students under this radiation for the entire year of 1935. He will not dictate over the ray today, but will on New Year's Day. This is the Christmas message which the host of great ascended masters, the Legion of Light and the Great White Brotherhood, give to you today. May your hearts, O beloved students, be filled with our eternal presence of divine love. And may you become so charged with its active presence that its very radiance becomes an eternal consuming activity, keeping out everything but the eternal light of perfection. I charge the mental and emotional world of humanity with our eternal active presence of divine love, manifest everywhere in the hearts and minds of mankind. In the name, in the power, in the love of that eternal light and perfection of the universe, I send forth the consuming, purifying flame throughout the earth, freeing mankind, controlling the feelings of mankind, and holding them in the governing presence and perfection of divine love, now and forever. With all the love of my being, Saint Germain.